Right, we're at a very noisy Preston Geek Up. It's great to see so many people here. There must be, what, 20, 25 people or something. So. And I'm standing talking to Martin Ayrton.
Hello.
And Martin, we've met before at Blackpool Geek Up.
We have.
Geek Up Blackpool. And I was just going to ask, tell us a little bit about what you do at the moment. And
okay.
Who you work at.
Well, we've got a software, we have our own software company. And we're very fortunate enough to be doing software around the world. We've got clients in Dubai, we've got clients in California, all over the place. And we write lots of different software. We specialise in digital signage and that sort of thing. So,
some people said to me, if you're driving into London, you can see it.
On the A40, that's some of our work there.
On the side of big hotels and stuff.
Yeah, the A40 or on the underground. We do all the systems on the underground and all the outdoor units. So, yeah.
So, how does somebody land up doing something like this? Did you do computing at school or anything like that?
My background is originally from school. So I first saw a BBC Model A. Thought I quite like the idea of this. Wasn't very good at it.
This must have been like 1980 or
1980. Yeah. Absolutely, wasn't very good at programming at all. So I worked all summer, earning £1 an hour in a fruit and veg shop to save up £400 for BBC Model B, which we got from Lasky's in Preston. And sat down with it, learned how to program, went from being not very good at it to being all right, reasonably okay. My teacher was fantastic.
Yeah.
Without the backing of my teacher, I've got a career in computing now because of my teacher. Nothing else.
What can you remember about this teacher?
Fantastic. She was really old school. She'd originally worked on punch card systems and everything else. And she helped us get into it. We did extra lessons at lunch times, and there was a bit of a computer club and everything else. So after that, I went to sixth form, originally doing computer science. Decided, because at the time in the 80s, we were all scared to death that somebody was going to write a fantastic computer program that put computer programs out of work.
Right.
So we're trying to keep our options open. After 12 months at sixth form, I took A-level computer science and passed it, and then decided to do a dedicated BTEC course.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that for 2 years, finished that course, walked straight into a job as a junior programmer. Now, at that time, a lot of my friends went to university, and because of the times and everything else, I couldn't afford to go to university.
86, 85?
85, 86, yeah. So they all went off to university. I got a place, but I couldn't afford to go. So I literally started day one as a programmer. And my first job, you love this, it was a reservation system for funeral directors. and they weren't rooms. The rooms that I was coding were actually where the bodies.
Yeah.
So that was my first job. Then within 2 months, I was headhunted to a software house in St Anne's. And at the time, there was only two software houses on the entire Fylde coast, and I worked for this one. And then, long story short, I, after 2 years, became the lead developer, and then my friends finished their university course, and I took them on.
Wow.
So they came to work for me. So I'd worked all the way while they were at university.
So you managed to leave out the university route altogether.
Indeed, yeah, and then took on the people who'd been to university.
So you now head your own software development firm.
Yeah, well, what I've done over the years, I wrote the first ever Windows hotel reservation system, which was sold to a company called iSoft, which is quite a big company.
Right.
And then I moved on to another company, and I wrote a piece of software that was sold for factory consumables and managing things in factories, and that was sold again for a fortune. So at this point, I decided that I reasonably knew what I was doing, and we went and started an internet company, and we raised £20 million as an internet, big internet.
Wow.
Unfortunately, the .com thing didn't quite work out, and since so I did the first ever NUS National Union Student sites. And then, and basically, we decided at that point we'd have our own software company. And there's now about 11 people.
Wow. And, I mean, when you started talking about your teacher before, you got quite animated.
Like, oh, she was fantastic.
Yeah?
Absolutely fantastic. I mean, I've sent her a message of thanks before now, and I tried to track her down, but she was amazing. She just took the time to help me on the BBC Model B, and we look at how things have come back round again now. But if it hadn't been for my teacher, I wouldn't be doing this job today.
But you must have also been fairly dedicated, because you said you were working in a fruit and veg shop
£1 an hour, 50 hours a week in the summer. Well, yeah, it's what you have to do, don't you? Times were hard back in the 80s. You know, it was a miners' strike and everything else. So,
fantastic story. And if people want to follow you on Twitter, it's at Martin Ayrton, A-Y-R-T-O-N.
That's right. Like
Thank you very much, Martin.
Thank you very much. Cheers.